someday I'll find my prince, but my daddy will always be my king. So true, so cute, and so very innocent, isn't it? I found this beautiful quote while exploring the greeting card section in my local store. Father's Day in the United States is the third Sunday of June. It celebrates the contribution fathers and father figures make to their children's life. Today at Mother's Gurukul Podcast, let us celebrate Father's Day. Hi, I'm Alpana Dev and you are listening to Mother's Gurukul Podcast. I was curious to know more about Father's Day and I found something interesting. Let me share it with you. A woman called Sonora Smart Dodd was an influential figure in the establishment of Father's Day. In fact, she is also recognized as the mother of Father's Day. Her father was a Civil War veteran who raised six children by himself after the death of their mother. This was uncommon at that time as many widowers placed their children in the care of others or quickly married again. Sonora was inspired by the work of Anna Jarvis, who had pushed for Mother's Day celebrations. Sonora felt that her father deserved recognition for what he had done. The first time Father's Day was held in June was in 1910. President Nixon officially recognized Father's Day as a holiday in 1972. So, after knowing this interesting fact about Father's Day, now it is time to celebrate it with a special poem. I came across this poem while I recently read a book. I couldn't find its author, but I decided to share it with you since it is so beautiful. Here it goes. What makes a dad? God took the strength of a mountain, the majesty of a tree, the warmth of a summer sun, the calm of a quiet sea, the generous soul of nature, the comforting arm of night, the wisdom of the ages, the power of the eagle's flight, the joy of a morning in spring, the faith of a mustard seed, the patience of eternity, the depth of a family need. Then God combined these qualities. When there was nothing more to add, He knew His masterpiece was complete. And so He called it Dad. So once again, a very, very happy Father's Day to all the wonderful dads who are listening to Mother's Gurukul Podcast. And if you are a mom who is listening to Mother's Gurukul Podcast, do convey this poem to the dads and make their day special. Bye-bye.